This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. State regulators sharply questioned Xcel Energy during a hearing last week about the company's liability insurance. The state's largest utility uses that insurance when it causes catastrophic events like wildfires. Xcel says the price of its premium has increased to an all-time high of nearly $50 million, and the company has said it may try to pass on some of that cost to customers. But that concerns some lawyers like Justin Larson with the State Attorney General's office.
If the company were to be found liable for damages, wouldn't it be unfair for ratepayers to bear the costs related to that liability?
Regulators are expected to make a decision in December. A new program will help owners of older cars that have failed emission tests get free repairs, CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Much of the Front Range's poor air quality is due to the millions of vehicles on the road, and older cars tend to pollute the most. A new program from the Regional Air Quality Council aims to help fix that. It pays for repairs to catalytic converters, oxygen sensors, and other components that limit pollution. The federal government is picking up the tab. More information is available at cleanairautorepair.org. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The second round of the NCAA Division II football playoffs will feature two Minnesota schools traveling to Colorado. Colorado State Pueblo hosts Minnesota State. Bemidji State heads to the Western Slope to play Western Colorado. Both Colorado schools are the top two seeds in their region and meet in the next round if they win this weekend. The games are tomorrow at 1 p.m. This is CPR News and KRCC.